Oh, good, Terry. Yeah, when my dog goes out, he's on the leash all of the time. And quite a bit of the time he's on the leash in the house, he is highly intelligent, and he gets into trouble a lot, one thing or another. Outside, he runs, he digs. Of course, he can't this time of the year, but there are other things for him to get into that I don't want him into. And yeah, I live in a subdivision that is, I wouldn't exactly call it rural. We don't have sidewalks, so I walk on the street with him, as does everybody else that walks around here, and that's a plus because the city does the streets right away, and they spread salt right away, which is good for walking. And dog paws don't bother him a bit. I do try to keep them out of places where there's a large amount of salt together, but the only thing I get concerned about is when it's cold, and real cold, and there's, I call it liquid on the street because there's no water at that temperature. It's salt water, chloride water, whatever. But walking conditions around here, usually pretty good. And let's see what else is going on here. I hope your holidays were good. Mine were here. And other than that, when I exercise in the house, I'm a big fan of running in place or cruising the basement. You're back and forth and back and forth, around and around. That keeps the legs in shape. I'd rather go outside. Running inside is harder than physically walking. Back to you.